This is the news in brief from the United Nations. War in Gaza could spark a much wider conflagration enveloping every country in the Middle East and beyond, UN Rights Chief Volker Türk said on Monday. Mr. Türk was speaking to the Human Rights Council, where he expressed deep concern about violence spilling over from the Gaza Strip. He warned that violence had already flared in Lebanon.
Almost 200 people have been killed in Lebanon and some 90,000 internally displaced. Some 80,000 Israelis have also been displaced from border areas of Israel. It's really important, it's imperative to do everything possible to avoid a wider spillover.
Almost 5 months of intense bombardment by Israel and ground fighting in the enclave with Hamas militants have left more than 30,000 Palestinians dead and led to widespread fears that Gazans are starving. Negotiations for a ceasefire have continued in Egypt, reportedly involving the US, Qatari and Hamas envoys in the absence of Israeli representatives. Latest data on the global obesity epidemic has found that Pacific Island nations account for 9 in 10 of the most obese places in the world. According to the UN Health Agency, WHO, the Pacific region has seen an increase in overweight, obesity and diet-related non-communicable diseases in every age group over recent decades, and these problems are now a major cause of early death and disability. Cheap and unhealthy food is one of the main drivers, the World Health Organization said, as it called for faster progress from the authorities in tackling the problem. Dr. Mark Jacobs, WHO representative to the South Pacific, said that what and how much we eat and whether we are physically active also comes down to cultural factors and if there are safe and comfortable places to work out. Health leaders in the region have already committed to a series of actions to prevent obesity, particularly in children and young people. WHO's recommendations include raising the price of unhealthy food and drink by taxing those containing sugar and creating safe places to exercise. Dozens of elections taking place this year around the world should mostly be free from hatred and respect the will of the people. But there are warning signs that this might not be the case in all countries, UN Rights Chief Volker Türk warned on Monday. In an update to the UN Human Rights Council, Mr. Türk described 2024 as a mega election year, with more than 60 countries slated to go to the polls, involving nearly half the world's population. In Chad, Mr. Türk highlighted with concern the killing just last week of opposition leader Yahya Diallo in the country's capital. I call for a transparent, timely and independent investigation and for Chad's transition ahead of upcoming elections to respect fully international human rights law, he said. Turning to Hungary, the UN Rights Chief maintained that although the formal structure of elections was maintained, power had been concentrated in the hands of the government, which meant that civic freedoms were restricted, the judiciary was deeply undermined, and the media's ability to scrutinise elected officials was eroded. In Iran, Mr. Türk said recent elections had been marred by deep divisions caused by the repression of widespread protests linked to the death in police custody of Jina Mahsa Amini, reportedly detained for not wearing her headscarf properly. Urgent reforms remain necessary to uphold the rights of all Iranians, especially women, and to halt the use of the death penalty, the UN Rights Chief said. The Russian Federation, meanwhile, had escalated repression of dissenting voices ahead of the presidential election, Mr. Türk said. Daniel Johnson, UN News.